Thanks for contacting customer support. My name is Monica, the floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
I need some help because somebody made a charge on my Capital card. And just a minute. I need that dark. And they sent me to you, the dark syrup vector.
Thank
the Carol.
You.
And it was the Carol, but it's the dark one, please. I don't think you can reach it either. Yeah, they made a charge of $97. Wow. $97, and I did not make that charge at all.
Okay, may you verify the
it
first
was declined,
and last name?
But my name is Andrea Cardenas, Cardenas, 316 BEECH Avenue, Lubbock, Texas, 79403.
Thank you. And I have located an account in regards to the skincare products.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the products are products that were ordered for $6.99 shipping and handling charge.
See, I didn't get that, and I didn't authorize $97 for something or other.
Okay. So just to verify, do you recall ordering a product for $6.95?
No, ma'am. I don't. I never do that. Never.
Okay.
I never order stuff like that.
Okay.
If I'm going to buy something, I'm going to buy it cash or on my JCPenney card or something.
I understand. May you verify the email address,
I don't know how to do that to start with because I'm too old, the computer and all that junk. I don't do stuff like that. Barely pay my bills.
I understand. May you verify the email address, please?
My email address?
Yes, please.
I think I'm not very sure. It's Andrea Cardenas, 11/11/1945@gmail.com. I think.
Thank you. So it states here that the product was delivered at that address that was provided. Is it possible that someone in a home may have ordered the product?
Well, I don't know who. The only one that stays with me all the time is a 5-year-old, and sometimes my nieces come by, but they have never done that. They've never gotten a hold of my cards or nothing.
Okay.
And they're young. They don't, you know.
Okay. So would you like
to
continue on?
Ma'am?
Would you like to continue on with the fraud investigation? And basically, the fraud investigation will consist of the police department basically checking in regards to the IP address that was utilized to order the product.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what do I have to do? Because that 97 charge, that's like a lot of money.
Okay. So that charge
like
did not go through successfully. The account here was canceled. The only charge that I have here is the $6.99 shipping and handling charge. And I understand that you're stating that you did not.
What about the $97?
That charge was declined.
Oh, I don't have that charge?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, I just didn't want that charge like that. That's a lot of money, you know?
Correct. Where the account here has been canceled, you will not receive that charge.
Okay. Well, that's the main thing I wanted. I wanted that.
Well, would you like to receive the confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. Can you text, whatever you do, text it or email it or something, please?
Okay. So you will receive an email within the next 24 hours.
I sure do appreciate that.
Okay.
'Cause that's a lot of money for me. I'm 75 years old. I can't afford to pay something like that.
Okay.
Like
well,
I
thank
said,
you
I
so much.
Stuff like that.
I understand.
And thank you, ma'am, for helping me out. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome, and thank you so much for contacting us here at Customer Support. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
I will now.